I shall ask young Lawrence to come, and we'll have some fun with her afterwards.
Meg tried to forget what she'd heard, but could not. The gossip made her angry, and she was glad when the party was over and she was alone in her bed. She cried quietly to herself. Why did people have to say those things? She and Laurie were just friends, but now that friendship felt damaged by the unkind gossip. The next day, Miss Bell said, "Meg, dear, we've sent an invitation to your friend, Mr. Lawrence, for Thursday." Meg pretended to misunderstand. "You're very kind, but I'm afraid he won't come. He's nearly 70. Miss Bell laughed. "I mean the young man." "There isn't one," said Meg. "Laurie is only a boy." "Isn't he about your age?" said Clara. "Nearer Joe's," said Meg. "I'm 17 in August." "It's nice of him to send you flowers," said Annie. "He often does, to all of us," said Meg. "My mother and old Mr. Lawrence are friends, you know."